Welcome to Lessons for Success with organizational psychologist, author, daily radio talk show host, and professional speaker, Dr. Joseph Michelli.
Once upon a time, a wise friend told me that if you want to know what your true intentions are, just pay attention to what keeps showing up in your life. In essence, if you're always struggling to make ends meet, you may be coming from a place of scarcity. Now, I've never viewed intentions to have a 100% causal connection to outcomes. I always leave room for factors out of my control to get in the way of my best intentions. But more often than not, when things in my life turn out other than the way I want, a quick self-assessment and some attitudinal changes frequently leads to breakthroughs. Such was the case for my friend and business owner, Johnny Yokoyama. Johnny started his life with some wicked twists and turns, including being thrown into a Japanese-American internment camp. For a long time, he found that people were often angry and antagonistic toward him. It took even longer for him to realize that his residual anger from childhood hardships was the cause that provoked angry responses for others. By conscious effort, Johnny changed himself and transformed a near-bankrupt fish market into the world-famous Pike Place Fish Market in Seattle. For all the details on his evolution, feel free to check out a book I co-authored with Johnny entitled When Fish Fly. Today, Johnny has committed himself to operate as a peacemaker in the world, and his intention in that regard often shows up in his business. For example, Johnny's business often draws large crowds of locals and tourists alike surrounding his little fish stand and enjoying the antics and the flying fish flung by the fishmongers. These crowds often create a foot traffic challenge right around his stand, and a neighboring merchant and owner of an Italian market began to actively complain. Worse yet, his complaints elevated to the level where he was circulating a petition to restrict the playful antics that were bringing so many people down to the Pike Place Market area. Being the son of a Sicilian father, my instinctive reaction to such a problem is, take him out, Johnny. Not literally, but at least counterattack with a petition drive of your own, since you're a significantly bigger fish, pardon the pun, in the market merchant community. But Johnny was true to his commitment, and he encouraged his team to come from a peacemaking intention. And sure enough, a peaceable solution was generated, and an amazingly peaceful outcome showed up. Johnny's team decided to create cards that said, "We don't carry that. Try the Italian market next door." Whenever a customer asked for something not available at the Pike Place Fish Market, they received the card. Suffice it to say, it wasn't long after that that the market owner decided to withdraw the petition and even began buying fish from Johnny's stand. Why are some of the troubling outcomes showing up in your business and personal life? Why not take a moment to reevaluate your intentions and make a few adjustments? In the old days, Johnny would have taken a management approach inspired by Tony Soprano as his business struggled. Today, his intentions reflect abundance and peacemaking, and his success and outcomes follow. Where can you choose a different intention and produce more desired results? Warren Bennis said it well when he noted, "Leadership is the wise use of power. Power is the capacity to translate intention into reality and sustain it." May you have a week where you translate your intention into a sustained reality and in the process demonstrate great leadership.
For more resources and information about leadership, communication skills, change management, and the use of humor at work and home, please visit www.josephmichelli.com. That's www.josephmichelli.com. Until next time, may your life be filled with abundant laughter and success.